Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norm. I have a story to tell you. When I was a teen, my parents signed me up to be a part of a young person's bowling league at our local bowling alley. The team I was in was called the Centipedes. Mostly I threw gutter balls, but occasionally I would throw a strike. My mom and dad would always sit nearby and watch me play while they drank Coca-Cola and ate hamburgers. Norm, sometimes the pin setting machines would need to be repaired. During these times, the league president would suspend all play for every team for 5 or 10 minutes. While they repaired the pin setting machines, I had time to chat with my parents or explore the bowling alley. This bowling alley bought one of the salvaged crew member seats that was once inside the Space Shuttle Challenger. The Challenger exploded in 1986, killing all the crew members mid-flight. Norm, according to the big sign next to the chair, the bowling alley bought the crew member seat at an auction in 2010. The bowling alley encouraged anyone and everyone to sit on the historic seat. So, I did. While I was sitting on the seat, I felt a sharp jab to my genitals. While I was seated, I was lifted up and off the seat about an inch, and then I heard tearing sounds. After that moment, my body violently moved up and down on the seat for about 10 minutes. During this period, I came about 11 times. Prior to this instance, I didn't even know what an orgasm was. Norm, while I was moaning uncontrollably, 3 or 4 older men wearing bowling league t-shirts with their name embroidered onto them pulled me off the Space Shuttle Challenger crew member seat. When I woke up, I found myself lying between the bowling ball polishing contraption and the cigarette machine. According to the police, my tight young pussy was breached by a man living under the bowling alley floor and directly below the priceless Challenger crew member seat. The man drilled a 2-inch hole through the bowling alley floor and Challenger seat. When someone sweet like me sat in the seat, the man pulled out the cork and he shoved his dick up and into a pussy. It was a horrible moment. While I was getting drilled, the bowling alley desk attendant aimed the high-definition bowling alley camera at me. Everyone in the bowling alley saw me take 12 inches on the 150-inch big screen television. I have an audio clip of what it sounded like as I took the unexpected inches up my gash. I'll play it now.
Oh! 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 Oh!
That is the end of the audio clip. Norm, I am telling you this story because I want to help your female listeners. I wanted to be a part of history, but instead my tasty seam was split, and I took a big dick at a bowling alley. I walked bowl-legged for 2 weeks. The bowling alley kept my panties in pants, and they're hanging from the ceiling by the shoe rental desk. There are big, white paper arrows pointing to the holes that were torn into my pants and panties. All my friends call me Cum Panty. You can call me Cum Panty too. Please call me back. I call all the time, but you never call me back. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, abso-fucking-lutin-free, Norm Augustinus.
Give me a couple seconds. So sometimes I have a dream about one particular hitchhiker I picked up. I mean, sometimes, 2 or 3 times a year. And I just recently had that same dream, and it's always kind of the same dream that I had, and it revolves around this hitchhiker that I picked up. I don't know why it happens. Maybe I'm injecting too much fucking saline solution and fucking glitter and salt into the syringe and injecting it in my ball sack. For the past 5 or 10 years, I've injected all kinds of shit into my testicle sack, my ball sack. I pull back on a damn syringe, and I pull back and suck up salt water, saline solution, mixed with glitter. Gold glitter, silver glitter, red glitter. I've been practicing this shit forever. And in that way, when you blow your load all over her tits, she got this glittery chest and cum, a cum coating, like a topping, cum coating, maybe got a sundae or something like that, ice cream sundae. It's like a cum coating with all kinds of glitter in it. Chicks love that shit. They remember you forever compared to somebody like fucking you, which is nothing. Get on her back, whatever you do, missionary position, sucks you, you're done doing that shit. That's not me. Maybe I'm injecting too much glitter, too much saline solution into my ball sack. Maybe I'm doing too much pecaning paralyzer. A couple weeks ago, I don't remember exactly when, I have like a 3/4 of a brick of pecaning paralyzer. I actually have 5 bricks of pecaning paralyzer. It's 97% THC. It's like $7,000. It's this very rare pot. There's a girl up here that I humped, and because I humped her so good, because I did all kinds of shit that I normally wouldn't do like that because of the dope, she keeps giving me a brick of pot. Her family has this wholesale grower up here. They're licensed with the state of Michigan, and they sell their shit to things all over the state of Michigan. Dispensaries. And it's legal now in Michigan. She gives me all kinds of dope. Sometimes I just bite from the fucking brick of dope. I'm like something in a TV show, a fucking movie. I just reach over and bite into the dope. It's like I'm fucking eating chew. What is that, chewing tobacco? You're not supposed to do that. That's kind of a waste. But I will do that. See, I'm hungry in the middle of the night. And I say, fucking A, man, I'm not getting up. I just came. There's a pool of cum all over my chest, all over my titties. And there's this big glaze on my stomach and titties. I'm not getting up. I don't want it to crack. I want it to stay intact all over my chest and titties like a fucking coating of ice, like water that's frozen, like ice on a fucking newly frozen pond. I want to get up. So I just take the damn pecaning paralyzer, the brick, and I got this like masking tape that I've put around it at the base for a handle. It's like what you have for an ice cream cone or something. You stop for an ice cream cone at an ice cream place and I just bite into it. Maybe I'm doing too much of that shit. I really don't know. But I have this dream about this woman that I picked up who was hitchhiking. Years ago, you could pick up a bitch and every time you would get blown, you'd get humped. They'd lick your asshole, they'd lick your balls, they'd lick the cockhead, they'd suck you off. For a fucking ride, can you imagine? For just a ride, gas was cheaper then. Didn't cost nothing. Gasoline. Today they don't do it so much anymore. Because they got car leases and shit. They're not cheap anymore. But they had cheap car leases, shit, $99 a month. They don't need it. Leases now, with $99 a month, they don't need to fucking hitchhike. Unless she's very horny. You pick her up, you suck, you fuck, you 69, you slap her around while she's blowing you, you fucking take your nunchuck out and hit the back of her head and not make her kind of make slightly unconscious, and then you throw her out the fucking car when you were done. When I threw them out, any chick that I ever threw out of the car because I was fucking on my hitchhiker that I picked up, I always kept a fucking glove box of Chunkies. You know what Chunkies are? Chunkies like this chocolate with a bunch of raisins in it. They have different flavors, I think, now. But it had raisins or non-raisins. It's Chunky. And you could buy them. It was a Chunky. It's like a candy bar. And I always kept Chunkies in my glove box because I thought, at the very least, if I was to fucking pick up a hitchhiker, and I'm attractive and I know you're not, if I was to pick up a hitchhiker, I'd give her a Chunky at the bare minimum. Yeah, I'd leave her with a fist full of cum, but I'd also leave her with a fucking Chunky. Here's your Chunky. Thanks a lot. I got to go on my way, you got to go on your way. I've got my agenda, you have your agenda. You're not part of my agenda. See? That's what I would kind of think. That's the way I'd work it. I would bang them out when I'd pick the hitchhiker up, make stupid small talk, play some fucking music on the radio, and I always had a fucking radio with the special mix in it, and I could pull it up, and it was always fucking songs. Louis Louis. Fucking Donna Summer, Love to Love You Baby, all kinds of shit like that I would have on the song, Milkshake Song, I'd play all that shit. So when the bitch gets in, it's all suggestive. It's all suggestive. And I even had my seat rigged, I think I told you. I had a fucking electric sander under there that would work on a power inverter. It would turn 12 volts into 120. These fucking industrial fucking sanding units. You know, you're working on a boat or something in your garage. You can sand your boat, you sand it. You're working on a table, some junky-ass table, trying to find fucking purpose in life, trying to find some value that you might have, and you're fucking sanding something. Well, I made that for you. Put some epoxy on it, put some fucking wallpaper, whatever piece of junk you made that's going to end up in a fucking landfill or a flea market for almost free. But I hooked this power sander in one particular car. This is when my dick was really fucking pounding for pussy. And I know what you're saying. You're saying, Norm, come on. Those who talk about it don't get it. Those who talk about it get it all the time. It's just nothing. It's a nonchalant thing. It's just fucking all the time. It's part of life. I got to take a leak. I got to fuck. I got to buy a bag of potato chips. That's not how I look at it. I'd get it all the time, even today. But I got it all the time then. I had a massive dick, 15.5 pounds, in every chick I wanted to use it on. I didn't see it as a dick. I saw it as a goddamn weapon. I saw it as a fucking police baton that I could beat down this fucking animal. She wasn't getting incarcerated, she wasn't going to jail, but she was still going to take my fuck baton between her goddamn legs in fucking due time. And the time was as she was blowing me as we were spanning time. It was my fuck baton. I'm going to beat you with it, inside internally. When I was done with chicks, they always walked bow-legged, honest to God, even today, and they always had scoring marks. Like a tree ring. You can tell how old it is, how many years, if they had good years, bad years, you'd count the tree rings. It's the same fucking thing. When a chick dies in the corner, cuts her cunt open, he sees these scoring marks. I'm with her to the day she dies, fuck stick. Because my dick's so damn big. That's just the way it is. You have to deal with whatever you're given in your life. And that's what I have. Used to pick chicks up all the time, put a suggestive tape in, all fucking songs, turn on a power sander under her seat, and they would be fucking and sucking before I had to pull right over. Didn't even need to know them. And it was then I realized, you don't need to know a woman. You don't need to have a relationship with her. Who the fuck cares about anything she's done? All she's got is a trail of cum circles behind her since the age of 14 in every hotel room across the country. You don't need to have to know her. You just make some small, stupid stuff like my friend Eric. Small talk. Hey, how you doing? Good, good. Where are you going? Down the road a couple miles? No problem. What you been doing? Oh, you know, same old stuff. Hey, I like your pants. Are those hip huggers? Is that five fucking snaps in the front? I love that shit. Is that a bell bottom? Let's pull over up here. I got a 15.5 pound fucking sex baton in my panties, and I'm going to fucking use it on you. No, you don't have to go to jail. No, you're not going to do time. But you are going to be incarcerated during the time that we're engaged with my cock. I have to do certain things with a 15.5-pound dick. You have to do certain things. There's a fucking rigmarole you have to go through. A set thing, a sequence that I have to follow to get this fully fuckuated. It's like actuated, but fuckuated. I frequently have this dream. And the dream is about a woman I... A woman I picked up, man, it was spooky. I used to fucking pick them up, as I just said, hitchhiking. And then I would let them the fuck go. 20, 30 miles an hour, I would slow down. And I'd let them the fuck out the car. When I let them out the car, they would roll. Gave them a slight nudge and shit, and I said, thanks a lot. Have a good fucking day. I think there's bales of fucking hay up there, bales of straw. Halloween's coming, maybe you can get one for $1.50 a bale. Hey, take it easy. And I'd let them out the goddamn car as I slowed down. And they would roll like for 75 or 80 fucking feet, maybe 90, maybe 125 feet. It didn't seem to really matter. There was no understanding it. Their feet would get caught in a pothole on the road. Then they would stand upright and then shoot into the air about 80 goddamn feet. And then they would veer off either the wooded area to a field. Maybe they landed in somebody's back fucking yard. They had an outdoor pool there, above ground pool. Some people in there fucking and sucking in the pool, come all over the place. And she landed in that yard. I really didn't care, but I was free of it. I didn't care. Here's your chunky. Here you go. Here's your payment. I wanted to feed them. I mean, it takes, how many calories does it take to 69 someone to fucking suck? To go up her fucking brown eye, her stink star, her cunt, to fucking blow my load between her tits. She's burning calories and moving her body around, accommodating me. The least I could do is try to replace, regenerate whatever food she's in her to keep her going for the next fucking 50 or 100, 200 miles she's hitchhiking. Here's your goddamn chunky. And this one is with raisins. You like raisins? That's what I would say to her. Do you like raisins? That's nice. You like raisins? You like Donna Summer? Love to Love You Baby? Do you love any kind of fucking song like that? You like the milkshake song? Do you like the fucking shake the bottle up fucking song that they sang years ago? Do you like that? Put some sugar on a paper. What a, fucking shake the bottle up. I don't know who the fucking band is. You like that? I'm going to play that now. Now let's get to fucking. I just take the back of their head and put it to my dick. It was already out. Couldn't hold it in. And they would just do what they're good at to do. They're good at that. They get everything with that. They're going to get everything from you with that. They get it all. You're going to have nothing when you die. There's not going to be six people standing at your fucking gravesite. You're not even going to, with umbrellas, you're not even going to have a gravesite. God damn it. Damn it. I just shot out the ceiling to floor mirror that I store in this fucking little room. I just shot it to pieces. It's like 80 years old. I'm always doing that, man. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing anymore. Shit. Let's carry on. You're going to have nothing when you die. You're going to be cleaned the fuck out. I promise you. Here's your chunky. Sometimes if I forgot that they can give them the chunky, I'd throw it out my goddamn window in their direction, and I could see them still rolling, but they had a chunky waiting for them if they could survive that. I want to tell you something. The dream that I have, I didn't want to get on this thing right away. The dream that I have, the reoccurring dream I have, it's a real thing that happened to me. I picked up a woman. This is years ago. I picked up a woman, and when I picked her up, I mean, she was fantastic looking. They have to be. I mean, to hitchhike, you gotta be somewhat ballsy. If you're a fat fucking cow, a mountain of pus, a mountain of fat, and you're on the side of the road, and you're hitchhiking, nobody wants you. You're not likely to get picked up. You're likely to get an old peeling chrome bumper from the Detroit factory of fucking somebody veers their car into your fucking body and you're out. That might happen. You might take a Coke bottle or a Budweiser bottle to the side of your head because you're fat. Nobody gives a flying fuck about some fat person. And I don't care how many millions of dollars, how many billions they spend in fucking commercials telling you how fucking hot a curvy bitch is. Nobody wants some fat whore. I don't want it. I can't afford it. Nobody can afford a fat whore. You're picking her up hitchhiking, she's a fat whore. You can't afford it. Why? Because she's got a bad diet. Two, she's going to have diabetes. Her pancreas is now working overtime, trying to get the goddamn sugar out of her blood, pumping insulin and fistfuls of insulin in fucking quart bottles to get the sugar out of her body. And now you're with her because she could blow you good. Who gives a shit? They're going to owe a goddamn fortune in bills when they say, "I'm sorry, lard ass, you're a diabetic. Get back out in the road. Maybe you'll bump into Norm Augustinus and he'll give you a fucking chunky, slut." He'll give you a chunky, man. You're going to have that. You're going to have diabetic bills. Her kneecaps are going to be bad because of the weight she's carrying. Titanium fucking kneecaps cost $12,000 and up. That's what you got coming to you. Because you don't like yourself. You don't really want a nice looking woman. You just settle for that shit. Titanium kneecaps, fucking diabetes. Her wisdom teeth were supposed to be pulled out. She didn't pull them out. Now the fucking last four teeth in her mouth are all rotted the fuck out. Not her wisdom teeth. Is it her wisdom teeth or the back teeth? Is it wisdom teeth? Yeah. That's a little fucked up. And then she's got all kinds of trouble in her mind. So when you're a good looking bitch, you can afford to hitchhike. They're not going to run into you with their fucking car with appealing fucking painted on chrome fake bumpers that they put out in Detroit. You're not going to be hit like that. They're going to go around you. They're going to stop easily. They're going to stop eagerly with fucking enthusiasm to pick you up. That's why when I know a chick is hitchhiking, she's good looking, I like her attitude already. She's ballsy. She's taking chances. She doesn't know where this might go. She's not some fucking player out there, some bitch trying to find the right dude before she runs out of time at about 35 or 38 years old and doesn't have a house, no husband, no kids. This chick is fucking working. I picked up a woman like this, and it was amazing. She got in the car. She had fucking these hip huggers on, these five latches in the front of her pants, her jeans. She smelled good. She looked good. There were her tits. I mean, there it all was. That close to me. I've always been astounded. I mean, stupefied and fucking gobsmacked. I've always been all that. when I realize, when I think to myself this, man, there's 8 billion people in Michigan alone. 8 million, not 8 billion. 8 billion people, 8 million people in Michigan, 8 billion in the world. And just think about that, man. 400 billion women walking around with just a fucking piece of fabric over their goddamn cunt. Just a piece of fabric, man. And you can't get pussy? It's the most unguarded fucking hole, most unguarded fucking treasure house, fucking bank vault there is on the fucking planet. And you ain't getting pussy? What are you talking about, Norm? I'm talking that how thin is a pair of panties? The thickness of a fucking dollar bill? How thick is their fucking jeans? If their jeans got 5 snaps in the front, it's inviting you to unsnap them. It's saying, this is the entrance to my pants, to here's my cunt, my pussy. There it is, my fucking beaver. Take your beaver bat, ram it in me. Take your Abraham Lincoln log splitter cock. That's my dick. That's the nickname for my dick. Cram it in my fucking stink star. My cum, you take your cum, can only jam it in my fuck hole. That's what the 5 little latches mean. The only thing stopping you from victoriousness, from a victory, I don't know if they're victoriousness, if there's even a word. There's only thing stopping you from a victory is something the thickness of a panty. Something the thickness of a pair of fucking jeans, and they're not even thick like they used to be. Excuse me. I just fucking sneezed. I got some dope burning in here, and I put it on this little brass plate that has an elephant on it. And I like to dope up. It's like hot knifing it. When you just put something hot to some dope and it starts smoking, I hot knife it because I got a candle underneath the fucking plate, and I'm breathing in the dope as I speak to you. And I got this plate. This is the truth. It's signed by Cher Bono. You know who Cher Bono is? She was fucking living with Sonny Bono. They had a TV show, I don't know, in the 60s or 70s, something like that. Sonny and Cher. You've heard of Cher. Well, Sonny's dead. He fucking ran headfirst into a goddamn tree skiing when he was wasted. But fucking Cher's still alive. And when I bought this plate from the Salvation Army, they told me that this was Cher Bono's signature on the back. It was featured on the front counter in a glass case. It says Cher Bono's weed plate or something like that. Weed plate, marijuana plate, high, whatever it was. It said Cher Bono's fucking smoke plate, smoke down plate. I can't remember what it was, something like that. I said, really? I talked to the chick at the counter who, by the way, I'm not kidding you, I fucked because I had some stuff in the back of the car, and I asked her if I could get someone to help me unload it. She was at the counter. She was good looking, much younger than me. And she said, yeah, sure, I can help you. And she called over this other chick, this minority bitch, and she was at the fucking counter. I never would have wanted her. But then we went in the back, and at that time in an SUV. And when she climbed into the SUV, I went right down to her cunt. It sounds like a joke, like it's made up. It's not. I got in behind her and start rubbing her cunt, and she never moved out of the fucking position. She was on all fours, clutching onto the shit I wanted to put in the Salvation Army, and I just start rubbing her goddamn beaver gently with like this, like a canoe action up and down in her cunt. She came in my fucking car, and I trapped that fucking orgasm, those vibrations in my car, and it made me very successful. That's what happens. She got out. She thanked me. Man, it was a real relationship. It went from some fucking slut working at the fucking counter to Salvation Army, the most wealthy goddamn corporation in the world, you know, fibbing everybody how they need your help, selling shit at fucking designer prices. Ray Kroc's wife gave her, that's the guy that did McDonald's, gave her all her fucking money, billions of dollars, and they're still fucking trying to ask you for money. Fuck them. I got her off in the car behind the Salvation Army. I remember it was around Christmas time. I looked over to the right, and someone had dumped a Christmas tree in the drop box area, this drop-off area, and a Christmas tree had all the goddamn ornaments on it. Had all the ornaments, all the tinsel, the lights were still on it. And I thought, is that all there is? I thought there was more. I thought they were treasuring that Christmas tree. I thought there was a fucking family around it. I thought they were going to use it year after goddamn year. And there it was, dumped at the Salvation Army. Now, what really is going on? I don't know. I guess what's going on is the constant hypnosis of you trying to believe the TV commercials and trying to tell you how great you are, how well off you are. You are going to have no fucking problem. Now, please fucking finance this for 72 goddamn months at 17 or 20%. Oh, really? Car payment? Only 6 fucking years. That's used to be 3 years when I was younger. This woman that I picked up. Now, let's get back to the story. The woman that I I'm talking about that I had the dream about. I picked her up. She was really good looking. Jeans on, just like I said, an open blouse, bell-bottom pants. It was like she walked through a door from 1960, 62, something like that. And she was walked through this portal, this opening, this black hole, this void, this parallel universe, whatever you call it. It was like she walked through that fucking area and appeared for me, for Norm Augustinus, right at that moment. NormAugustinus.com. Head over there now. Marvel at my intellect, marvel at my videos, and while you're marveling, while you're scrolling, don't forget to support the show. And she was something like that, just beautiful. She got in my goddamn car. Just before she got in, I pulled up. I automatically reached for the glove box to see if I had a supply of fucking chunkies. I didn't have the ones with raisins in it. It's just as well. Chicks are constipated 3 to 5 times more than you. When you meet a woman, I don't care where it is, she's constipated. She hasn't shit in a week, maybe 2 fucking weeks. You go all the time. You go every day. She hasn't shit. You know how much impaction is in her colon? Her entire colon, which is about 30 feet, is filled with shit right down to the end of it. Now, that colon is pushing on her fucking, her vagina, and it's pushing up against it, and it's turning her on. The walls of her sugar walls, they're rubbing. They're moving back and forth because there's shit in her colon. And she's getting turned on wherever she's walking around. Yeah, she can't shit, but she wants dick. That's the irony of a female. She can't shit, but she wants to fuck too. She'd even fuck you, which I can't, you know, it's just hard for me to believe. Because I know you come here to try to improve your skill set with bitches. You think this can't be real. It is real. You look up the fucking internet. I'm all over the internet. You try to find one goddamn bad thing about me. And why is that? Because I please every bitch I'm with. All I want is an orgasm and a chunky. And get the fuck out. Get it the hell out of here. Take your moped, your electric piece of shit bike, and get the fuck out of here, you imbecile. But they still don't leave bad reviews. I'm not under any lawsuit. I'm not being... Because I know how to do it. And you can know how to do it too, fuckstick. That fucking pussy is moving, grinding, gnashing against each other, the walls of it, because the shit on the other end, which had been all built by a man feeding her, that shit is in there, and that cunt wants dick. They want Norm Augustinus' dick. 15.5 pounds of dick. They even take your dick. Even that's, it can be 5 inches, something like that. She can pretend to put her dick in your cunt, it's in there, but she'll notice that she's pushing extra hard with her clit against your pelvic bone. The dick's in there, and you think you're fucking her, but she can't really feel your dick because she's gashing and gnashing and merling and knurling her clit against your hips, and that's how she's going to come. You might as well chop your fucking dick off, fucking needle dick. And that's the truth. What do they call a needle dick? A pin dick? You can just cut that off. Nobody even gives a fuck. She's gnashing, using your pelvic bone to get herself off a near fuck with a near man. But I'm all man. If they don't come with me, I knock them unconscious. I know how to knock them unconscious. I knew Jake LaMotta when I lived in New York City. He was always at his apartment with a girl named Vicky. I think it was his wife. And he told me how to knock a bitch out with a half-inch punch. And he would show it to me on this Vicky bitch. He'd say, come on over here. What the fuck are you doing? Bring it over here. What are you eating? Making a sandwich? Bring a fucking sandwich over here. Bring whatever dumbness you're doing over here. I want to show Norm something. I want to show my friend something. She'd stand there and say, yeah, what do you want, Jake? What do you want? Why are you bothering me? He'd take his fist a half inch. He was unconscious on the floor. The fucking sandwich plate was laying out of somewhere else, all broke up. The fucking bologna was laying on the wall. The goddamn bread was all broke up with a half a bite out of it. But it actually works. It works, man. You meet a chick, she's constipated. She hasn't shit. They can't talk about that. They can't make that romantic. They can't tell you that. The chick you're looking at in her designer outfit, in her fucking $200, $1,000 shoes with her $2,000 bag, she can have all that shit. I'd rather be able to take a crap. I'd rather have a fucking canvas bag and a fucking flip phone than I would not have to shit. I want things that are biological working. I want to be part of the system. I want to be part of a living in the planet. I don't want to be walking around like a fucking plastic doll with $3,000 in merchandise on me and I can't shit and I can't see straight. All I keep seeing is wavy fucking lines from fucking optical migraines because I can't shit. All I'm doing is gassing it out. They don't tell you that stuff. and they're never going to tell you that stuff. They don't tell you that most of the chicks you meet when they're on their period, they're shitting, they've got gas problems, they're vomiting, they're farting, then they got a fucking headache. That's what's going on with the chick that you're killing yourself for. I can't get a goddamn woman. That's you. I'll help you out. Give me a call. I'll come over and fuck you. But I want fresh bread. I want fresh fucking meat. I want fresh cheeses. I want fucking Progresso soup, tomato soup. I want all that. And then maybe I'll come over there and give you a goddamn lesson, and I'll even pull a wig on you. Got your fucking, your mom's goddamn wig. I'll pull that on. This is the shit they don't tell you about a woman. But the more you know, the more you'll get blown. The more you know, then you can get to go. Because you are part of the part of the society, part of the fabric, the ribbon, whatever the mirages we possibly could be looking at, you're no part of it. You're not outside of it. Chicks are outside of it. They can't shit. Can you imagine? And yet they have bigger water bills than everybody on the planet. They can't shit. And why do they have bigger water bills? Because all they're doing is wiping their fucking gash with a wet wipe, because all they're doing is coming and flushing and flushing and coming. You have to know this stuff, Rube. You fucking mameluke. You gotta know what you're dealing with. And I know. Someday I'm going to write a book, if I don't run out of cash first or money, I'm going to write a book on how you're going to score. It's not going to be a gimmick book. It's not going to be some malarkey thing shit or nothing like that. It's going to be a step-by-step, true-to-heart thing, and you'll fucking get pussy in 1 second, and I want you to get pussy because I want you to see the fucking danger that's involved when you get around pussy, and I want you to see how fucking fast you'll be sucked dry like a goddamn vampire that hasn't sucked any blood in 10 or 15 or 100 years. That's what's going to happen to you with a bitch you want so bad. So this woman, I pick her up hitchhiking, and she's just lovely in every way. I like her perfume. I like the way she sits in the seat, and I watch all this stuff. She turned her legs towards me in the street, in the car. She turned her legs towards me. She turned towards me. And what does that tell me? She's, I hate to say something this cliche, something you use or your bitch. I guess she's into you. She now thinks, wow, you now think she's turned towards me. She likes me. Look at that. Now I'm going to enjoy giving her the chunky. I'm going to enjoy eating on her pussy, which it could happen depending on. I've always been slightly mental. I've always been slightly, I could go to one side. Here's how you could best understand Norm Augustinus. It's like you're on a balance beam, the thing the chicks all jump around with in fucking two-piece suits now for fitness or exercise or Olympics or whatever. It's like I'm on a buttered balance beam, and there's butter on it. I got my 15.5 pounds out, and I'm trying to balance myself. One side is I'm gone. The other side, I'm also gone. But then if I could stay in that beam, I could hang on in the game one more second. That's me. That's how I've always lived. And that's how maybe you could live too. I don't really know. Buttered balance beam. That's how Norm Augustinus works. That's how vicarious my position, my place in this life is. I'm hoping to hang on a little bit longer so they can keep pumping these fucking educational fucking verses out for you so you can enjoy them and pass them on. Pass them on. Tell people about me. It, you know, let people know that I was here once. I'm still here now. You got the luxury of being able to hear the actual voice of Norm Augustinus, not some fucking AI bullshit that someone will use. I had a problem with this about 2 months ago. It's the real fucking voice. You come to normaugustinus.com, it's real. That's me. Nobody can imitate me. Ever. I'm not trying to be anything. I'm not pretending. This is the fuck me, imbecile. Nobody's going to clamp on me or try to change me in any way, or they get the half-inch LaMotta move on their goddamn forehead. When she gets in the car, it's everything I want. But then it starts to turn. I got the chunky, I got the boner, I got a big bag of cum. I'm sure she's got a pussy down there active and filled and chocked full of fucking eggs. I always understand, as the eggs diminish in a woman, they get less and less attractive, and people don't have any interest in them anymore. Nobody wants a bitch. Always understand that. No one wants an old bag of shit that doesn't have any eggs in her. Eggs in her mean she's fertile. Eggs mean that she's still productive. She can still produce. That she's still under the protection of our God because she's got these eggs in her. Once they don't have any more eggs in them, all fucking things drop off. There's no more protection from the Lord. You're on your fucking own, Skag. Go find something. Go find something to do. Plant bulbs. Volunteer. Go work as fucking a librarian assistant. Go maybe you can go find a fucking fruit market in some place. Natural fruit market. All that bullshit. How can something be natural, by the way, if all there is fucking chemicals in the air? Plants breathe the air. Plants breathe the air and pass on to what they breathe into whatever they produce. There's no such thing as an organically grown fucking anything. Just another goddamn scam, isn't it? So she gets in the fucking car. I pick her up. She gets in. Everything about her I like. But now as we're going, she says to me, it was all good then. This is the dream I had, a recurring dream. Now as we're going, she says, could you stop? There's a store down there, a little ways. She said, I'm on my period, and I need a box of tampons or maxi pads. I think she said maxi pads. Now, if you're that age and you're using maxi pads, it means that you want the maxi pad because you got a heavy flow, like that. You have a heavy flow. They start young bitches out on maxi pads. They don't want to pierce their hymen. And then they go forward and get bigger flows and chunkier and heavier flows. They go to maxi pads. I'd prefer her to say tampons. Sounds more feminine to me. I like the idea of a tampon in her hole filled with blood. As a man, you can't help but somehow like that, even though you know it's not right and sort of twisted. And she said she had to get maxi pads. I said, sure. Then she starts looking at me funny and starts moving her finger on a dash and then writing things on the window and then making me very nervous. And I know that I've picked up a nutcase. In fact, she may have a fucking coffee cup full of cum in her from the last fucking 5 pickups. And I think if I stick my cock in her cunt, I'm going to have my cock immersed in everybody's cum that she may have fucked before me. She was too good to be true. And now I'm even thinking of rebuking her fucking chunky chances in my glove box. And I just want her out of the goddamn car. I think, my God, I could get killed like this. To be laying on the side of a road? Laying on the side of the road? Fucking maybe she throws a rag at me and she used it. I don't really know. I don't want to deal with anything with a rag. Nobody does, though. I know people that fuck people with rags in them or on them. They fuck them. They don't care. I care. I don't want that. You just go find a fucking transient woman and fucking cut her throat or some shit and have her same goddamn thing. It's just not for me. I don't want the blood all over me. So I see the store. This is what happened, honest to God. I'm in an older car. The car has, at that time, fucking rear-wheel drive. You may have heard this. Not rear-wheel drive. It had a uni drive with a differential rear-wheel drive car. Now, when I say uni, or not wasn't a uni, it was a fucking one-wheel drive. It's just one drive. You had 4 fucking wheels, but only one wheel was turning and had a drive shaft. It was an older car. It wasn't a front-wheel drive. It wasn't 4-wheel drive. It wasn't all-wheel drive like today and all that. And I said, sure, I'll stop up there for you. And I wanted her out of the car, and this is where it got really spooky in my dream. I went into this fucking store to get her maxi pads, and I thought, I'm going to get rid of her. Maybe she'll come in the store. I'll exit the back of the fucking store. When I exit the back of the store, I'll come around the goddamn store as fast as I can, get back in my car, and get the fuck out of there. And I'll go in here and I'll pretend to be buying her maxi pads while she sits in the car. She also told me to get her gum or something like that. Gum or mints. When they start saying shit like that, it's because her breath, she wants it to be fresher. She's going to go down on me. I'm going to go down on her. And I'm going to fucking ultimately give her a chunky. I'm going to throw out the fucking car like I have done so many goddamn times. 100, 200 feet, rolling out of control behind the back of my car. And then she fucking hits a pothole. Her feet are stiff. They're rigid. Her legs. And she shoots into the goddamn air. I don't ever see her again. That's what I thought I would do. But this woman had me really nervous just even to look in her eye. Have you ever looked in a bitch's eye who's insane? You just know it. You look at it. You think, I could be in danger here. What's better? Let me see. You got like your hands up. Left hand, right hand. They're both even. You say, well, die, unload my bag. Die, unload my bag. Die, unload my bag. Get blown. Get sucked out. Die. And at a certain point, you have to say, well, I guess I don't want to die or get my bag blown up. I want to get the fuck out of here. And that's the decision I made. When I went to the store in my dream, and it's happened almost like it did in real life, I went up and down the fucking aisles like 100 miles an hour. I look ridiculous. I was just practically running up and down the aisles, but I turned my head to the left and right because I wanted whatever cameras were on me to think, well, this guy's like fucking Evelyn Wood, the speed reading course they used to have years ago. He can see what he wants straight away. He just runs through. He's got a speed reading mind. He's reading the labels. He knows where to go. Don't worry about him. He's fine. And I just turned my head and tried to look, and sometimes I'd point as I was moving super fast down the goddamn aisles. And I did that because you know what would have happened. The hitchhiker came into the store looking for me. She's now suspect of what I might be doing. This is the problem. This is why she's hitchhiking. She's given nothing but trouble to every man she's ever met. And now she's really super damaged and especially fucking suspicious of any goddamn dude she's ever with. And it's only going to get worse than the psychosis and the mentalness and everything else. Insane asylum, fucking for the mentally impaired patient. It's whatever it is, psychiatric work and all kinds of goddamn Paxil and handfuls of fucking tranquilizers. I just don't want that. I got too many healthy bitches lined up wanting to suck me off, wanting to fuck the great Norm Augustinus, and I just don't need it. So I get in the store, she's behind me, I see her come in, because they got this big round mirror, like gigantic, like something you sit on and you go sledding, this big giant mirror, and I saw her coming in the store. I start moving quick. She sees me go around one aisle, and when she sees me go around one aisle, I go around that aisle and another aisle, and I go running down another aisle. I'm even ducking and shit. I remember exactly, I hid behind a display of these fucking revolutionary little heaters. They were about 6 inches high and 4 inches wide, and it said it could heat an entire house on a penny a fucking day. That was in this store, and I was hiding behind that to try to avoid her. I couldn't fucking avoid her. I couldn't avoid her. She just kept coming up and up and up and up. So I went backwards. I went forward. I hid by the fucking newspaper rack, the magazine rack. I was over. There's an opening behind the magazine rack. I pretended to be a different person, used a different voice, held my hand over my head as I was looking at cigarettes and shit, trying to throw her and make her think that I was in a shitter. And that's what I did. It said restroom. So I went to the restroom, but veered quickly out as I ducked down. So she wouldn't see me. So she went into the restroom as I was at the front door looking for me in a shitter. Maybe we'd have fucked there. I don't know. Fucking sucked and fucked and 69 and rim jobs and fucking cum dripping off her tits and cum coming out of her ears and cum closing her eyes shut and cum in her goddamn hair like spider webs. All this same stupid shit you can do. And you wonder why you could do that. Any of that. When I got in the car, I slammed the fucking door really quick. And as I started it up and started to pull out, sounds like a horror movie. It stalled once or twice. And I see her coming out the door. She's not far from the car. When I come out the door, I fucking floor it. And when I say floor it, and this is the part that was really illuminated in my dream. Maybe it's the Lord sending me something. I don't really know. It was really highlighted, really featured in my mind. As I pulled out this fucking store to get away from hip huggers, to get away from the maxi pad or the tampon, whatever she wanted, she said other shit too. Stuff that sounded really fucking mental that I don't care to repeat now because I don't want to be implicated in somebody she's probably killed. I don't want to be connected to whatever that was. Even whoever she might have killed, according to what she said. I take off out of this place, sort of in a rural area. When I take off, I mean, I gun this thing. This car had a 454 engine, and I think it had a four-barrel carburetor. It's not, wasn't like a Holley carburetor. It was a stock carburetor, but a 454 engine with a drive shaft and a one-wheel drive in the back. And when I took off and I started to go down the road, the fucking rear end tore off. It just tore the shit in hell off. I'm not exaggerating. I just heard this massive grinding sound, this massive clunking sound that was like hardly any control of the fucking car. I remember looking in the rear view mirror, seeing if she was behind me, coming behind me. And what happened was I bet I was doing 70 fucking miles an hour to get away from her. I was so scared. I had never been chased like that from a complete stranger up and down aisles in a store with a fucking box of maxi pads. I think at that time, if I remember, it said OB or something like that. OB pads. And I liked that because it didn't say maxi pad, didn't say tampons. It was like OB pads. It sounded like I was somehow distanced from it. I'm running in the fucking aisles with the OB box. It was just a terrible, uncomfortable situation. As I take off, I get to like 70 miles an hour. This is the dream that replayed back. And I just blew the entire rear end out. The axle, the rear differential, the tires all came the fuck off, the whole back thing. Even if this will sound ridiculous, if you even know what it was, they have leaf springs back there, and they have shock absorbers at that year of that car, that old car. That fucking shit all ripped off. It was gone. I was basically in some bizarro car with two wheels turning in the front, coming to a slow standstill, running out of inertia because the goddamn drive wheels and the shaft was gone. Now, before the shaft blew, I heard a real clunking sound. Dun, 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 only heavily hard, like this hard, spooky thumping. Bum, 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 bum. Like if they put it into a movie to generate fucking, make you nervous and fear and anxiety and being uncomfortable. That's what the fuck I heard till it all stopped. When it all stopped, I looked in my rearview mirror, and that mirror had a crack in it. It should have been some kind of warning to me. I saw my entire fucking rear end just going down the road. Gone. Didn't hit anybody, didn't do anything like that, but it was gone. It was just kept spinning and spinning out. The drive shaft went into the fucking air. It was just a piece of shit. I was in nothing. I was on a board with two wheels in the front. But I had enough inertia, enough forward force, momentum, to be able to pull over on this fucking road that came out of nowhere. Slight road, and it was wooded on each side. And I coasted down that fucking road for about, that's the kind of speed I had going with this 454 engine. And I coasted down that road for maybe 200 feet till it came to a complete standstill. 200 feet. Now, the engine didn't know there wasn't rear wheels on it. The engine didn't have any idea that the drive shaft was gone. It was still running perfectly. It was charging the car. The alternator was turning. I was listening to fucking Dolly Parton or whatever shit was on the radio. But the engine didn't know the rear end was gone. That told me something about stuff. I mean, some part of something can still work, but it still doesn't make it function correct. This is still not working like it should be, but some part of it could still be working. While I was back there, it was kind of dark with the trees. I saw the woman, honest to God. She went past the street, but then I saw the woman like running like the Terminator bitch in the Terminator series, when they started bringing out female robots, female androids, or whatever they were, T-Series or whatever. I saw she wore a red leather. I saw her running down the fucking road thinking she thought I had gone farther. She didn't know she just ran past my goddamn wheels and my drive shaft and my leaf springs and my fucking shock absorbers. She didn't know that was. She just ran past it. There I was. That was the bulk of who I was right there. You know, you need those parts. Without those fucking parts, you ain't going nowhere in life. You need the parts. And that's the dream I keep having occasionally two or three times a year. It's really goddamn scary. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know how much time I got left. I'm thinking I go by my voice and I can tell. If I punch it for an hour straight and I'm filled with enthusiasms talking to you because I'm excited to talk to you, if I'm filled with enthusiasms and drive and gusto and I really put out, I can start to feel myself start to dwindle my voice at a certain time. I don't have that yet, so I don't think I'm near the hour mark yet. I try to keep it around an hour, though I've had, you're going to think this is funny or not. I've had people write me over the years say, could you make it longer than an hour? I love them longer. What I have trouble finding is shorter ones that they want to make them shorter with a bunch of people. And could you make them longer? I don't think so. I'd like to stay around an hour if possible. And that's when I feel that I can, whatever story I'm trying to convey to you, dullard you, whatever story I'm trying to press into you, I want to be strong to the fucking end and filled with vibrancy and vigorousy. And by the way, if you've got a good looking sister and she wants to try out the Jake LaMotta, the LaMotta knockout, the half inch, would you write me? Because I'd like to come to her house or she could come here and I'd like to try and use it on her fucking skull. But I'll promise you this, I'll bang your sister out and I promise I'll even sign something that I will get her to come. If you're interested in that, let me know. So I want to talk about something, but that's a dream I keep having on and off. And it's her running and shit, me running in a drugstore, my rear end tore off the car, me trying to get out of there in fear like I've never had before. You don't have that kind of fear with a man. You don't have a man coming after for your fucking years. You're not with a woman for 30, 40 years. You're liable to get a lawsuit in the mail 35 fucking years later. They never let go, you cocksucker. They're on your goddamn ankle like a pit bull till the day you fucking leave out your last breath. By the way, if you'd like to get my last breath, It's for sale for $10,000. If I'm in some fucking, if I'm in some nut house, if I'm in some fucking nursing home, if I'm in some, whatever it is, a hospital for poor people, if I'm in that and I have my last breath, if you know that my death is pending, I'll give you my last breath. You can get a jar, a Coke bottle, whatever you want to do, seal it up later with resins or epoxy, but I'll allow you, I'll sign for my last breath, you can have it. $10,000. $10,000. I'll do the same thing with my cum. If you're a bitch listening to me and you want my load blown up your fuckhole, you contact me and I'll give you my cum. I'll make sure I don't whack off prior. I won't have an empty bag. It'll be royally full. When I fuck and when I cum, I blow a bitch. There's blowback. You'll fucking actually move from my cock. My cock will still be in you, but you'll move 6 inches. I'll have 6 inches of my cock exposed when I blow this load in you because it'll push you back. The backward force, the repercussions of the load hitting your goddamn cervix or even further. I've had my cock in a girl's chick's hole further than their cervix. I've had it in, just cranked my cock right through the hole in their cervix. That's the thing that opens up and the baby comes out of. It gets really big. I've had my cock in there. I've pulled my cock out, had the entire cervix assembly still clamped onto my fucking dick because that's what a woman is about. It won't let go. Even if her parts fucking tear out and she becomes a eunuch or useless with regards to fucking reproduction, that cervix won't let go of my cock because my cock is golden. $10,000 for my cum, blown up your cunt if you're a chick that wants it. $10,000 for my last breath. You can capture it and jar it and then put epoxy around the opening. You can have it. $10,000, motherfucker. So I want to talk about something here before I go. I may continue on this. I wanted to talk about running flaps. Now, running flaps, something happened again with regards to running flaps. She's the fucking Apache or the Sioux or the fucking Comanche Indian that lives up here in the woods in northern Michigan. I live on 100 acres in the middle of fucking nowhere. There's 1,600,000 acres of forest in Michigan, all protected by the state. I live on that, and there are Comanches, Apaches, Sioux, or Arapaho, whatever it is. They're living up here hidden in the dense woods way back from the west when they left that area because they were, you know, they were vacating the Indians from the area because the bitches wanted to come from the east. They wanted to go out there and have big fucking homes. They wanted goddamn houses. They wanted shopping. They wanted those fuckers gone. And whatever the white bitch wants, always understand that they get it. One shark bites a chick's fucking leg off that's got big tits and a juicy cunt and a fuckable bunghole. One chick gets her leg cut up, they'll kill 10,000 sharks in the area. They won't do fuck for you. You get your leg cut off, it's good luck. You might be able to get Medicare or welfare to give you a fucking cheap leg. Good luck, sorry it happened. But a chick, forget it. The sharks are gone. 10,000 sharks, gone. They're gone, motherfucker. Some bitch, American bitch, self-entitled, wanted them fucking, they're dangerous, man. Bleeding all over the place in the goddamn water, cum coming out her cunt. Can't believe she smelled good to a shark. Smells good to us. That's why we fuck it too. We're just like a shark. In a certain way, aren't we? I am anyways. I don't know what you are. This is something my mom would say to me. What's the matter, Mom? I don't know what you are, she'd say. I've no idea what you are. Kind of hurt, but you go past shit like that, don't you? When the person you came out of doesn't seem to like you and says, I don't know what you are. You're queer. You've always been queer. I've always known it. I'm not, but that's the shit she'd say. I thought always to myself, I'm going to love everybody I'm around. I'm going to show my love nonstop, and I do. And I would do that to you. If you're the last fucker on the planet, I'd fuck you. That's the kind of person I am. I'd buy you gifts. I'd go look for fucking clay ceramics and pottery. I'd buy you something like that. Here, look what I got you. I got you some clay pottery. You like clay pottery? Found an old fucking slinky. If the world was over, at least economically. So I want to talk about something just briefly, fuckstick. I want to talk about running flaps, and I was going to tell you something that's happened. But I don't think I can fit this in this recording. I can tell by the way my voice works. Believe it or not, I don't have a timer, but I do have in a small room in the basement. And I'm totally in the dark, and I got my dick out. I got my Sharbono plate. I got dope burning on it. But I also have a fucking light in here that has a generator, hand crank handle, and I can crank it to get the light back on, and the light is dimming, and I can't see my cock anymore. I need to see my cock to give me strength. You know how you felt when your dad could bail you out of something financially, or your father would give you money for a car loan, or you got in trouble and your dad might help you here, your grandfather or your uncle would help you here? You know that feeling you got where you felt safe and secure? That's the same damn thing that I feel about my cock. 15.5 fucking inches of dick. This is the truth. 15-inch dick. And it's just huge, and it weighs about 15 pounds. Now, it's not always 15 inches. That's when I'm really pushing and I got a big boner. I got a big rod going on. It's 15.5 pounds of dick. And I've lost sight of my dick. And I need to see it again. It's like if your kid walked away from you, you get nervous and panicky. And I feel that way right now. I can't see my dick. So I'm going to wind this up. I'm going to wind it up until it gets enough juice in it. There it is. There it is. Hold the phone. Hold the phone. That's it. And I can see my dick once again. And I feel connected. I feel grounded. I know that my dick responds to me and me only. Nobody else can control it. No one can fucking cut the paycheck. No one can deduct anything from it. No one can fire me, threaten me, or put three strikes and a warning at work. My dick is my friend, my pal. It's right there. And it's always going to be right there. It's my friend. It's my right-hand man. Just like yours is, motherfucker. Always be proud of your fucking fucksicle because chicks wish they had it. Why do chicks chase guys and fuck them? They think the dick is theirs. When a dick's in a woman's hole, she doesn't know who it's connected to. Nobody knows. You're connected as one. You're two people as one. She pretends that your dick is actually sprouted out of her fuckhole. It's connected to her. She wants a dick. Always be proud of a dick. Walk around in fucking galoshes in your front yard with your fucking underwear down and your shirt out and hold on to a fucking cheerleader baton and walk around your front yard and be proud of your goddamn dick. I'd do that. I'd come to your house and do that. That's $5,000 if you want that, by the way. You want that? Let me know. I'll come to your house and I'll do it. It's not a bullshitting thing. You got to do what you got to do in this fucking life. So I want to talk about something that I've been working on, fuckstick. And you're going to say, what have you been working on, Norman? Hardly anyone calls me Norman. If I hear Norman, I know I'm in trouble. I got a restraining order once and it was addressed to Norman, a restraining order. You know what that is? Can't come within 500 feet. And it's always fucking financially related. It's always something to do with money or finances. It fixes it straight away. It's the beauty of fucking restraining order. You're not a man until you get one. It means that you somehow are ahead of the game and they hate it. They don't like that. So I've been working on something for years and I may start this recording in the next week. The next week recording, I may start this with this. I don't really know. I might be too fucked up. I might not be able to think. I might be with some bitch somewhere. As much as I say to watch out for them, you know as good as well as I do, you can't stay the fuck away from them. You don't know why. You know everything that I've told you, and yet you still go to them. You don't know why. You know there's 30 pounds of shit in their colon. You know her cunt's all fucked out and loose and sloppy from all the dick she's taking. You know all about her periods, her gas, her diarrhea. You know it all. But for some damn reason, you just keep going back. Nobody can explain that. I guess it's been built into you. So I might start the next week. I'm going to bring up running flaps, something that happened, something very unusual that happened. And I'm going to probably talk about this. Now, I've been working on, I may start with this again, finish it off, talk a little bit about it now, and then finish it off in the next recording. I don't know. I can't guarantee it, so don't hold it against me. So I've been working on this hypothesis for years. You're going to say, what is the hypothesis? The hypothesis is this. Try to imagine a woman on her back, and she's got a pair of panties on. I guess we'll make them white. That's the best thing. And I've watched this, I've seen this probably, honest to God, a couple thousand times. And she's got her legs spread, she's got her panties on. And you watch and you can see that the lubrication that's in her vagina, it comes off the walls of the vagina to lubricate the hole because your cock's about to go in. And remember, by the time you make a move on a woman, those lubrication droplets have been coming out of her cunt for 20 minutes earlier. maybe even earlier, 30 minutes, maybe 40, which means he wanted to fuck you 40 minutes earlier, but you screwed yourself and waited too long. I've got on women so quick, the drop was just coming out. The one or two drops was just coming out, and I was already in the fucking hole. You get them really wet down there, you know that you screwed up. You've taken too much fucking time, fuckstick. You didn't time it out correctly. So, I've been working on this thing, this hypothesis, this kind of a math proof. Everything in life is math. It can all be explained through math. Everything. Even panties. I mean, panties have a thread count, and they're put together, and it's all mathematics. All of it. I've been looking at these women's panties as she's on her back. Whatever particular woman. Maybe your slut. We can use your slut. Your slut's on her back. She's got her panties on. Her legs are spread. Her kneecaps might be hitting her ears. Her eyes are rolled back like a shark eating a triggerfish. And she's ready for you to feed her down there. She's ready for her fucking feeding. They can't go long without an orgasm or having something in there. No matter what they tell you, they're validated through that. Always. Always and forever. They're validated through the fucking. Now imagine you're down there. As your cunt starts to get wet, it will stain the panty. Not permanently, but you'll see the moisture making an image in the panty, in the cotton ventilated area. It'll come right through the panty. Have you ever seen that? Now you take those panties off and you take a blow dryer to it. This is what I've been doing. And you freeze that image. It's like this glue-like shit lubricant that came out of her cunt. You freeze, you solidify that image, you dry it into her panty, then you cut it out. Now those panty cutouts that I have, I must have 3,000 or 5,000 panty cutouts with cum stains in them from her before the dick was in her, just her juices. And I've collected them. And I've connected them page by page into a kind of flip book. You know what a flip book is. You take your thumb and you have a little book and you put your thumb and you pull the pages back and you see an image, a moving image, a little mini movie on a properly made flip book, a properly published flip book in a commercial market. But you can do the same thing with the panties that I just said. I have done this and played back the cotton ventilated panel with the juices. I've played it back. And I'm telling you something, and this is the God's honest truth. I don't make shit up in this thing. I don't have time to make stuff up. And how could anybody make this up? This is impossible. This isn't scripted. This isn't made up. This is all based on reality, so I'm not making anything up. A person who makes shit up, if you ever heard them, they do this. And that's what they're doing. They're making it up. You hear a person say ah or mm, or they're looking for a pause to create the next sentence. I'm not doing anything like that because this is all based on reality with me, in the life of me, because I'm so fucking handsome. I got such a big dick, so handsome, so successful. It just comes to me because I make it so. I don't allow for any fucking thing else to happen but that, always and every time and forever till the day I die and you pay me for $10,000 for my last breath. Or some bitch pays me $5,000 for a jar of my cum. I'll insert it right into your fuckhole. I don't care. I'll wear a condom and I'll put a hole in the end of the condom using a soldering iron to melt a hole in it so the cum goes out and my dick is safe. So you prevent getting gonorrhea from fucking warts or other stuff like that. Just leave the hole there. Cum kind of seals up the hole. You don't have to worry. I've done this. But you can make a panty flip book. And when you play the flip book back, you won't believe what you'll see. Remember what a woman's cunt is. A woman's cunt is an oven for God. It's a creationary chamber really controlled by God, guided by God. They're hot like crazy when they got 1 million eggs in them. As they age, it goes down to 100 eggs, 1,000 eggs, 500, 200, and the eggs are gone. And that's called menopause. They no longer can fucking create. The Lord has moved on. They're discarded. They don't need them anymore. If you fucking notice that when you have this flip book and this oven created by God, when you play the flip book back, you're getting a message. These aren't random images on their panties from their cum coming out, their lubricant coming out into their panties, staining these. Every stain is different. There's no stain ever in any time, and it's impossible that it could be so. They're always different. When you play the fucking flip book back, when you see the stains and you've dried them properly, something happens, and I have proof of that. Something. It's a message from our Creator. I'm going to talk about it maybe in the next recording. Kind of ran out here. I sort of popped a boner a little bit. I got a slight rod going on because I have such ideas. I'm so filled with enthusiasm. I'm fired up with enthusiasm. When I used to get terminated from jobs, I'd say, yeah, I'm fired. I'm fired up with enthusiasm. They would get pissed and say, get the fuck out of here. I know you're queer. You're always going to be queer. I've always known it. That's like my mom. Get the fuck out of here. You're fired up with enthusiasm. They hate that. They want you to give them a canned response, a hurt response. Never let anybody see that in you, fuckstick. Tell them to fuck themselves. Give them the Jake LaMotta half-inch knockout. I can work on chick guys, too. I mean, I had that straight from the middleweight champion, the Bronx Bull, man. He showed me this. And I can do it.
Hang on, will ya?
I might talk about the flipbook further. I might talk about this in the next recording and tell you what I have discovered, what I have seen. Messages from the Lord. Fuckstick.
You've been listening to the one and only...
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We meet at the big clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder. Eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands. They're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower. 100-150 feet tall. Brown bricks. Tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a $1 million house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Hope, how are you? I want to tell you something. Did you know that parakeets in cages next to a woman's bed are dying at alarming rates? Parakeets can't help but watch a woman as she sucks a man's cock while she is atop her bed. The parakeet thinks the woman is having her insides sucked out by a giant tapeworm. Parakeets that see this sex act usually die from a heart attack brought on by an overdose of horror. Parakeets have a natural fear of tapeworms. It goes back to the prehistoric days when parakeets lived free in jungles. Hope, I have invented a realistic red-breasted robin costume. If the woman wears the red-breasted robin costume while she is sucking her man's huge cock atop her stained, fucked-out bed, the parakeet thinks it's a giant red-breasted robin pulling a worm out of the ground. Her parakeet won't die from a heart attack. What the parakeet is seeing, he considers normal. Parakeet can have a long life. The woman must wear the red-breasted costume while she is blowing her man's dick. If the woman doesn't wear the costume while she is blowing, her parakeet will eventually die. My red-breasted robin costume could save the lives of millions of parakeets every year. The woman isn't being eaten by an enormous tapeworm. She's a giant red-breasted robin pulling a worm from the soil. It's been nice chatting with you. If you'd like to invest in my red-breasted robin invention, please send $1.2 million to me via PayPal. I hope to hear from you soon. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister at the pumpkin farm off 24 Mile Road. She was putting pumpkin seeds in the ground for the 2024 Halloween season. Every time your big-titted little sister bent over to plant a pumpkin seed, I hammered my huge schlong into her stink star and into her juicy, tight, dripping fuckhole. The other volunteers planting pumpkin seeds at the farm couldn't see what your big-titted little sister and I were doing because a crop duster flew over us and a dense fog was generated by the crop duster when he sprayed whatever chemicals were in the tanks aboard his crop duster airplane. Before the chemical fog dissipated, we 69'd one another and we rimmed each other's assholes. I found an old pop bottle lying in the dirt and I porked your big-titted little sister's tight cunt with it. And she came, too.
Attention, volunteer pumpkin seeders at the 24 Mile Road Farm. This is Baloney Pony, the farm manager. Right now, we're having a flash sale on an 8-ounce glass pop bottle. Folks, this is an antique pop bottle from the 1930s, and it smells strongly of pussy. 20 minutes ago, it was unearthed by one of our volunteer pumpkin seeders, and it was immediately jammed in and out of one of our very own seeders, right fuckhole. The owner of this farm is willing to let the pussy bottle go for only $3. Yes, there are pubic hairs inside the bottle. Hurry, don't let this one get away. This is Baloney Pony, the farm manager. That is all.
Fuck! 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 Fuck!
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.
Dick! Yeah.